This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of people stranded in Gaza's biggest hospital were enduring quote-unquote inhumane conditions on Monday, while heavy fighting raged around them, a doctor inside said, as U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel to protect the facility. The Israeli military shared video and photographs on Monday showing what it said were weapons stored by Hamas in the basement of a children's hospital in Gaza, where it also said hostages appeared to have been held.
These are explosives. These are vests with explosives. Yeah, it's a body vest for terrorists to explode on forces, among hospitals, among patients.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza, yet the city became the target of ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Israel is facing intense international calls to minimize civilian suffering during its massive air and ground operations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Indonesian President Joko Widodo have formalized closer ties between their countries at the White House. Biden described it as a new era in their relationship. Indonesia is the world's third largest democracy and a heavyweight player in Southeast Asia. The United States has been jockeying with China for influence in the region. Biden's meeting Monday with Widodo comes days before Biden is scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a summit of Asian leaders in San Francisco. During the meeting, Widodo also said the U.S. should push for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Donald Trump Jr. returned to the witness stand on Monday in his father's civil fraud trial in New York, this time to answer questions from his own lawyers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Don Jr., along with his father, brother Eric Trump, and their real estate empire, are accused of inflating the values of properties and other assets by billions of dollars to secure better deals with lenders and insurers. On the stand, Donald Trump Jr. spoke at length on the history and qualities of his father's properties as his lawyer walked him through a slideshow of the Trump portfolio in an apparent bid to show the high valuations were justified. The lawsuit by James seeks at least $250 million in damages, as well as restrictions that would effectively bar Trump and his two adult sons from New York's real estate industry.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. 900 earthquakes hit southern Iceland on Monday, authorities said, adding to tens of thousands that rattled the region in recent weeks. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports the country is preparing for what could be a significant volcanic eruption.
Roads have begun to crack and buildings buckle under the pressure of underground magma as Iceland prepares for a possible volcanic eruption. Scientists began to worry as lava started to head to the surface, as Matthew James Roberts from the Icelandic Meteorological Office explains.
This intrusion was 15 kilometres long, and to begin with, there were thousands of cubic metres per second of molten rock magma coursing into this intrusion.
All 3,800 residents of the town were evacuated from their homes over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Argentina's annual inflation hit 142.7% Monday, just days before a presidential election in which the dire state of the country's economy will be a deciding factor. Argentines will go to the polls on Sunday for a nail-biting election showdown between economy minister Sergio Massa and political outsider and self-described anarcho-capitalist Javier Milei. I'm Joe Ramsey.